We can celebrate the baptism of Xanthi. We can spend time with family, friends, church family, church friends. But most of all, we can look at what your word says to us. Thank you, the God, that you've spoken to us in history. Amen. So, like I said earlier, we're thinking about certainty today. Would you say you're a certain person? Is someone certain? Some of us sort of just make a decision, don't we? Like, yes, that's right, I'm going to do it. I'm certain. Boom. I guess there might be other people here who just take a while to come to a decision, and you're sort of weighing all the options and probably make a better decision than I would, but it takes you a while to make that decision. You're not so certain for a while. And actually, uncertainty can be quite hard work, can't it? It can make a bit of a mess of life. Sometimes it can almost paralyze us to not doing what we know we should. I don't know what uncertainty you might face, but our world has faced a lot of uncertainty recently, hasn't it? A lot of political uncertainty in our country, which has affected businesses and jobs. Maybe it's uncertainty over a job. Do I stay in this job? I don't really like it. Or do I try and find a new one, but I might not be able to? Do I go back to work after having a child? How many days? I don't know. Maybe it's uncertainty romantically. Married to that person? Do I see them again? It's heartache, the sleepless nights. Uncertainty is a bit rubbish. And actually, uncertainty about Jesus can be a bit rubbish as well. Uncertainty about Jesus can be a bit like carrying around this bag. And this bag is full of rocks. It weighs us down, doesn't it? You know, if you're a Christian, maybe, and you think, I've got all these uncertainties about Jesus. I mean, was he real? Can I trust the historical evidence for Jesus walking around in history? Was he a real person? I'm not sure. Or does he really love me? I don't know. Sometimes I look at the world and I think, oh, does Jesus really love us? I look at my life and think, does Jesus really love me? I'm not certain. Or forgiveness. Done some pretty terrible things in my life. Can Jesus really forgive them? Can he really forgive them like he says? Or maybe it's life after death, and you think, Jesus came back from the dead, really? Can I trust him with my life? Can I really have life after death? Or maybe it's sharing the message of Jesus with other people, and you think, I know the Bible says I should share my faith, but I'm not sure. I'm not confident enough to do it. I'm assuming all of us here will have had some of those thoughts, some of those uncertainties in our life. And that's why it's great that this term at church we're looking at Luke. Because Luke gives us the antidote for uncertainty. Luke shows us we can be certain about Jesus. In a world of so much uncertainty, Luke says we can be certain about Jesus. If you've still got your Bibles open, have a look down at verse 4. This is why Luke wrote his account, so that you may know the certainty of the things you've been taught. Now, there's a funny name in that passage. It was read really well. This guy Theophilus, who he's writing to. And Theophilus literally means, in the Greek, lover of God. It means God lover. It might be a person Luke has in mind, or it might be just a general letter, a general gospel to anyone who's looking into these things, who wants to love God more. And he's saying you can be certain, Theophilus. I notice as well, he's saying you can be certain of the things you have been taught. He's sort of assuming that we already know a bit about the Bible, a bit about Jesus. Maybe you've come across Jesus at an RE lessons at school, or maybe you've been to a youth group, or maybe you come to church reasonably regularly. Well, this is to be more certain of the things you already know, the things you've uncertain already heard. I guess there might be people here who haven't quite pieced together all the different aspects of what the Christian message is. And you're thinking, how does it all fit together? Can I really believe it? Why should I care about this guy who lived 2,000 years ago? And if that's you, well, it's brilliant you're here. Hopefully you'll grow in your certainty. And maybe even if you like it, why not come again and find out more about what the Bible says about Jesus? Why not come and join a course we're running to find out more? Or you might be sitting here and you think, you're preaching to the converted, mate. I know all this. I've read Luke's gospel. I know the gospel. Why are you saying all this? But actually, maybe we just need to be challenged, because I guess my question is, does my life really reflect that I'm certain about Jesus? See, if I was really certain about Jesus and that he was the only way to heaven, like we just sang in that song, I think I'd be better at telling my neighbours about him. I'd probably live a bit differently. But often I don't, because I need to be more certain. I need to read Luke's gospel again. I need to be more convinced, and it will change my life. So Luke shows us we can be certain about Jesus. But I guess there's people here thinking, yeah, really? What's this certainty based on? How can I be certain about Jesus? You're just going to tell me a fairy story, like those Harry Potter books or whatever? Well, no, because Luke shows us we can be certain about Jesus. But he says certainty about Jesus is based on evidence. So have a look at, if you've still got your Bibles open, at verse 1. Many have undertaken to draw up an account of the things that have been fulfilled among us. He's talking about Matthew and Mark and what we read in that 1 John reading. People have written about Jesus, just as they were handed down to us by those who from the first were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. Therefore, since I myself have carefully investigated everything from the beginning. Can you see what he's saying there? He's saying this is evidence. This is eyewitness evidence. I did history A level when I was at school, and I basically did it so I could go on the trips. We got to go to France 1 year and Ireland the next year. Brilliant. But I did learn some things. And one of the things I learned was that if you want to check out the evidence for an event that happened, you go to the primary sources, don't you? You go to the eyewitnesses, the people who were there. And actually, that's what Luke is saying here. He's saying, I've talked to the eyewitnesses. In that other reading we had, John was saying, I've seen him. I've touched him. I've heard him. I've been able to touch the wounds on his hands from when he came back from the dead. These are eyewitness accounts. And Luke's investigated it all. He's recorded all the evidence. He's gone to people like Mary and asked her all about what was going on. He's hung around with Peter, one of the disciples of Jesus, and asked him what Jesus did. He's checked all the evidence, not just one eyewitness, but eyewitnesses. And he says, does it add up? Is it trustworthy? And if you read Luke's gospel, there's lots of really good evidence in there. It's interesting, if you take a sort of like proportion of all the people in Luke's gospel who are named a certain name, and then you take a proportion of all the people in that area at the time who were named a certain name, they add up, because he's talking about real people in a real time. If you read about the geography Luke talks about as he goes around Galilee investigating, and the things Jesus did, they're real people, they're real places. There's real architecture that he describes in his gospel. This is real history. He goes and does loads of interviews. And Luke's actually not just backed up by Matthew and Mark and then later John. He's backed up by historians who weren't Christians. People who actually didn't follow and trust Jesus, but still had to write that Jesus was a real person at a real time. And pretty much every serious historian, even now, would agree that Jesus was a real person. See, this is not blind certainty. Faith is not blind. It is based on evidence. Faith rooted in history. That's why Christianity is different than a lot of other religions. Because we have our faith based in a man in history. But it's not arrogant certainty as well. To be certain isn't arrogance. Not if you've...
And what's Luke done with all this evidence? Verse 3, he's ordered it for us. So over the next term, we're going to be looking at the order in which Luke has told us about Jesus' life and what he's done, about all the eyewitness accounts. So maybe can I just challenge you to look at the evidence for Jesus. Do people here know what the Watergate scandal was? I had to Google it. That shows how young I am. It's bad, isn't it? President Nixon, apparently, in America. I think what a load of people do, they're breaking into the opposition's office. It's a bit like the Tories going and breaking into all the Labour parties and listening to conversations and stealing. And basically, the president and others tried to cover it all up. And the CIA, FBI were involved. And one of the guys involved was a guy called Charles Colson. He was a nasty piece of work. He was helping cover all this up. And he was arrested. He was put into prison. And he became a Christian while he was in prison. And he wrote this. He says, "I know the resurrection of Jesus is a fact. And the Watergate scandal proved it to me. How? Because 12 men testified they had seen Jesus raised from the dead, and they proclaimed that truth for 40 years, never once denying it. Everyone was beaten, tortured, stoned, and put in prison. They would not have endured that if it weren't true. Watergate embroiled 12 of the most powerful men in the world, and they couldn't keep a lie for 3 weeks. You're telling me 12 apostles would keep alive 40 years? Absolutely impossible." That convinced him to put his trust in Jesus as he looked at the evidence. And as we put our trust in Jesus, if we look at the evidence, that feeds our faith, it changes our feelings about Jesus, and it leads to change in our life. And we'll see more of that this term. See, at the start I said uncertainty about Jesus is a bit like carrying a load of rocks in a bag. And when we become more and more certain about Jesus, it's a bit like carrying a bag with a balloon in it. My son really wants to play with that balloon. It enlightens our life. It helps us live the best life we can. It changes our outlook. It changes everything. Why not take the opportunity to find out more this term? I'm going to pray for Xanthi now. Xanthi, my prayer for you is that you, along with your parents and your godparents, grow up in the certainty of Jesus, of Jesus' love for you, of Jesus' forgiveness for you, and of the life Jesus guarantees you as you trust him. I pray that will be true of all of us today. Amen.